thanks for asking my questions. Thanks, Kaiser, for doing it.
Hey, I've
got a question for Kyle. Kyle, like, you really own. How come you never show yourself on the show?
Well, it kind of started out that I was, you know, just behind the camera, and, you know, it's obvious why I didn't show myself. You know, maybe you could, might catch part of me in some reflections or whatever. But really, you know, I'm not really, I don't really consider myself, you know, a guy in the show. I just document what happens. And, you know, then people started saying, hey, let's see what Kyle looks like. Let's see what, and they started getting all curious and stuff. And I'm like, hey, maybe if they don't see, I'll watch the show some more and they'll be curious. So, yeah, I'm never going to show my face, and, screw you guys.
Cool.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Question for Kyle. When is Jeremy's game coming out? Because I called up at EB Games yesterday and they didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, there's no ETA yet.
I've seen that.
Because most dead. I haven't really talked to me too much about it, I guess. But I will say that there's a couple of little game concepts that have kind of been floating around Pure Onage. You know, we might start by making something small, you know, just for the fan community. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, hopefully one day a studio out there will kind of put a faith in, you know, in our creativity. And that studio will be
Never
very thankful
left.
That they made that decision because I really do think that, you know, if me and Kyle had creative control of a game, then it would be a game that would outsell StarCraft. I have there's not a single doubt in my mind. And I don't know, maybe if you guys, you know, our audience is big, maybe if you guys pester Blizzard and pester EA and pester guys enough to make my game, maybe they'll come out.
Thanks, the show's going great, thanks.
Hey guys, I have a question from the IRC channel. Somebody wants to know what your favorite alcoholic drinks are.
You want to know what our favorite alcoholic drinks are, or what we're drinking right now?
They want to know your favorite alcoholic drinks.
I don't know what you're drinking right now as well.
I got a question.
Well, Jeremy's a big fan of the Thunder Brew Lager, but but I think an RL, you know, the Ryan Coke is a pretty good drink.
I got a question. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I was wondering, I can record this conversation.
Member join.
And I'm wondering if everyone could, like, say hi to me or something. That would be kind of cool.
Hello, okay.
Just say hi to all of us.
Yeah, you know, that would be cool. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I've got two little questions. One of my questions is to Jeremy. How do you feel about your hair being sold for over $4,000 on eBay at the moment?
I think it's basically like it's incredible. I'll only corner, but to be honest, we made some kind of bets around the office here, so to speak, before I went online, and I called $80, and Kyle was sitting down to $120, and turns out that Doug was close to 300. so if we were the price is right, I guess we'd be winning. But it's really cool. But you know, I think people should also realize it's just about hair, right? It is about sort of unique part of, you know, Pure Onage, and you're sort of whoever gets that hair is kind of influencing Pure Onage forever. Because you know, I got that money. You know, people know I've got it. So however much we get is going to change episode 11, you know. So I think it's kind of cool. It's sort of this dynamic, you know, kind of story based around this. Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool, and they're rich people. I know people think that's a lot of money, but you know, you have to realize a lot of people make a lot of money. And that's a quarter to me or you. It's just a good joke to them. So don't feel, but no one's getting exploited. I know there's been lots of people that have been kind of negative about it, but they're just kind of poor young kids, I think, that don't really understand it. that really isn't that much money.
Yeah. And my other question is to Doug, wondering if he could cut any hair off his body, where would it be and why? And sell it on eBay.
Okay, Doug, I don't know if he wants to answer that. He's just looking at me and laughing. I don't know if he wants to come over and answer that question, but just hang on 1 second. I'll see if he's going to answer it.
I'll go on. You know, really.
Doug doesn't have a lot of hair, you know.
I know.
And you can't want to his whole body.
Hey, Doug's just laughing here. I don't think you can answer that question, but hey, how's it going?
I have a question or two. Well, first of all, I'll say hi to you guys, Sapphire, the one and only. How are you guys doing?
Great, great. Apparently you're in episode 10, eh?
Yeah, thank you so much about that. I was freaked out when I saw that you guys showed my MySpace. I was pretty excited. And I've been getting a lot of fan mail on MySpace, and I have at least like 10 requests per day because of that. It's kind of funny. And yeah, and also Jeremy's reference to me having his babies at the beginning, I thought that was pretty funny too. Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so I've been wondering, like I've been talking to Doug a little bit, and I was thinking, like, whenever I get to go to Toronto, I would like to, invite you guys out for like, you know, like, because I think it'd be really cool if we got to hang out.
Making the babies?
Of course.
Not.
Because I owe you guys babies, too, you know, so.
Jeremy's some little nooblets.
Well, you know, I've never known Jeremy and Doug to turn down a drink, so I don't know. But, you know, we get a lot of people, you know, we get a lot of email. People are like, hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm just like you. I play a lot of games. Let's hang out, you know. Can we get together? Let's hang out. It's like guys and girls, like, you know, they're like, you know. And when you get, you know, two or three of those emails a day, it's kind of weird. Like, people are like, hey, yeah, well, I own two. We could talk some strats, and, you know, hey, you know, I'm a filmmaker, too, and let's hang out. You know, it's kind of odd, you know. A lot of people watching, you get all these hangout requests. But then there's Sapphire, the longtime fan, you know. We'll buy her.
Awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to, like, getting to see you guys and everything, because I've been like your number one fan forever, so it's going to be pretty cool. And I owe you guys too. You can't say that anybody else has that privilege.
Yeah, I've got a question for Doug.
Alrighty, Doug is standing by.
Okay, what is your favorite console and why?
I'd have to say original NES, just due to the fact of ice hockey, big, little, medium. It's just so classic. But I'm looking so forward to the revolution. I think that's gonna own them all.
And NES is still fun. I was just playing mine last night.
I've got a question for Jeremy.
Jeremy here.
Oh, I could. You want to go first, Cashmere, or me?
Well, I've got a question from Ace Esmin here, just like to say that's like name from like best game ever. But he wants to know, with, you know, Jeremy owning up all the games in the world these days, how often do you get to play Zero Out?
Well, and you know, I don't want to break any hearts with this, but you know, at the moment I don't have it installed. And if you guys want to know why, it's, you know, it's a pretty long story. Maybe I'll can make a post about it. But I've, you know, I've addressed it in the show, and I've talked about it on the boards before. But, you know, when a company sort of buys your favorite franchise and you know, takes a big shit on it and sort of then laughs at you, you kind of remove that game from your hard drive, and you kind of never buy a game from that company again, which, again, to reiterate what I talked about in the TeamSpeak chats, is why you're not going to see any more EA games in the show.
All right, my question for Jeremy was that in the show, in episode 10, you've talked about creating your own game. What I wanted to know is, what would your perfect game be? What would it be about? What style of game would it be? You know, I just want to know your perfect game.
I'm hopefully going to make it, so I don't want to give away too much, but fundamentally, I guess it plays like a kind of a traditional RTS. It's inspired by CNC, which is what got me into RTS, and it's inspired by, you know, the sort of fundamental aspects of those games that really made them fun back then, like adaptability and whatnot. And so I don't want to give it away, because I don't need devs stealing ideas, but it's basically an in-RTS, everything done right.
I got two quick questions for Jeremy, and then the whole TV crew. First, do you miss Dave?
Oh, yeah. Dave's a really, really fun guy to hang out with, and Dave is also like a really good cook, so I think it's not just me missing him, but the whole crew's kind of missing dinners and stuff. Just kind of missing his drink. Right, so it's kind of, you know, it's a different atmosphere around here since he's gone, but, you know, that's life, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and did you enjoy Pirate War now that you got it?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you enjoy Star Wars Empire at War?
Yeah, I enjoyed it for the first week, maybe, yeah. But, you know, I really... You know, I don't mean to talk bad about, you know, devs or whatever, but you know, I had a lot of hopes for the game because it's mostly the less guys that did it. So can you like kick back to the crack?
Actually, fucking mic right now, dude.
Can I add a question or?
Harry was still talking.
Yeah, what was the question now? I totally forget now.
Yeah, you
can I have a question?
Oh yeah, okay, so here's the base deal. And I think, you know, this kind of thing applies to lots of stuff in life. When you have really high expectations when you're into something, sometimes you're just going to disappoint yourself no matter what. And maybe it's that, maybe it's the fact that basically, like, they didn't pay any attention to the UI or the multiplayer. And one of the two things happened, but they did happen, and already I've stopped playing. So I guess that was one dream gone, and you know, I'll just keep focusing on my own game.
Okay, guys, I have another couple of questions from the IRC channel. The first is from somebody called Shikaru. He wants to know what his favorite band or song is at the moment.
Well, hold on. We're just going to think about this for like 30 seconds because, you know, this stuff's going to be recorded for all time. So we want to make sure that if we're going to pick a band or favorite song at the moment, that that we mean it.
Okay, take your time.
Now you're waiting. Music.
Okay, so recently, I guess recently, if you want to know albums that I've really been into, you know, Flaming Lips, Yoshimi vs. Pink Robots is a great album. I'm really looking forward to the new album that's coming out soon. And so I like Arcade Fire Funeral. You know, it's a great band, and they've recently made it to the international stage. It's a Canadian band, and usually Canadian bands are popular only in Canada. But yeah, this Arcade Fire, they're a great strange musicians. But you know, my all-time faves, you know, is there's nothing that can touch Radiohead. I think in my books, you know, I think my favorite album of all time is OK Computer by Radiohead, and that is just blow away awesomeness. But the favorite band happens to, you know, not be the guys that make my favorite album. Favorite band will always be a special place in my heart, Rush. Jeremy's been thinking about that, so maybe he wants to say something about music.
Yeah, this is just, you know, I'll answer for the last 2 months. So this, you know, this is just the last 2 months I've found myself, I've listened to a lot of older Pearl Jam stuff. That might sound kind of weird, but kind of rediscovered some of the stuff from the old days. And I still listen to a lot of Dave Brubeck. And recently I've been busting a lot of Tool because they've come out with a new album, and I think just over a month now. And they only put out an album about 1 to 5 years, and so I've been getting myself back in the kind of Tool mindset to get ready for it. So that's what I've been into lately.
Oh yeah, Tool's the best.
I've got a question.
Something.
What?
Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I could probably go on and on forever too. Some of my bands, like At the Drive-In, Mars Volta, I've been listening to a lot of them lately. Radiohead, Tool, Sublime, Jack Johnson, Dave Brubeck. Yeah, I could just go on and on, actually.
Actually, Jack Johnson is going to have a show here in Brazil in Natal.
No way. Where is that?
Kyle, can I have a question? Can I ask some questions?
Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, I would like to ask the question for all the crew. And I would like the project, the Put On Age, it started like a project of cinema in school, or just you like had an idea and started doing it?
Well, you know, it started as just me messing around with the camera and filming Jeremy. And I didn't, you know, it was kind of not even, like, really a project for the school because it would be good enough, you know. And, like, you know, I didn't think people would want Jeremy like they do. And so it's kind of funny that, you know, we're, you know, depending on how you measure it, we're the most watched Canadian show. And, you know, it really started just, we didn't expect anything like this.
I think that the Put On is so popular because it shows like the reality of people who spend their lives in computer. So that's why people would like it, because we can have lessons.
Yeah, it's real true that you know, there's other shows about video games and about, you know, people like Jeremy. You know, there's other shows about that kind of stuff, but they're all bad. They're all like, you know, talk show hosts. You know, they review games and, you know, there's the one token hot chick and the one guy, and they talk about the latest gaming news and stuff. And it's just like all these game shows, they're just garbage. You know, there's nothing about the real culture. You know, you see a lot of stuff, and it's like, you know, it's written by somebody who played a game. Oh yeah, you know, the gaming culture is huge now, and you know, and that's what Pierrange is all about. It's about people's lives that have the same interests that we do, right? And you know, it's and no one's addressing that in pop culture.
I have just a last little question. Yeah, and do you guys have the like? You guys would like to broadcast the program in the open TV? Like, would you like to do that?
No, that creative and short.
What are you asking? Broadcasting on television?
Yeah.
It's been on UK TV on a program called When Games Attack. The guy broadcasted some clips, if you didn't know.
Oh, really? So on a show called When Games Attack in the UK, they broadcast clips of Pure Ownage.
Yep.
Really? Do they have any documentation support? Or any evidence that this happened? Did anybody record this?
The station's Bravo TV. That's all I know. I mean, I don't know the site or anything, but it's a funny show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting that they would, you know, steal our show and show people, you know, because, you know, we give it away for free on the internet, and everyone can give it, forward it around on the internet and host it on the internet as long as they credit our website. But putting it on TV, you know, that's serious business, you know. It's kind of like, you know, did they at least, you know, show our webpage? Did they credit our webpage?
I think they linked the webpage, yeah. PureOrange.com.
Okay, that's
my
not
friend
bad.
Has a question.
They are breaking the law. Okay, what, okay. Let's move on to another question here. Your friend has a question.
Yeah, he messaged me over MSN. He wants to know what games you guys are playing lately, and also, do you guys plan on playing Oblivion at all?
Yeah, this is Jeremy. I might actually check out Oblivion. I'm not the biggest fan of, you know, like single player RPGs and stuff like that, but I just met with a couple guys, computer science guys at the U of T. We're talking about some stuff. Both were currently really hooked in that game, and they couldn't stop talking. They just couldn't stop promoting it to me. So I think they convinced me to give it a shot because they made it sound like it pretty cool. But I know that their views are crazy and it's done some cool stuff. But all in all, you know, it's not really my genre, but you know, I love games, so I'll give it a try.
I have a question for Jeremy Vinnick.
I also want to know what games you guys have been playing lately.
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
If I want to know what games you guys have been playing lately.
These days, you know, since, you know, I'm kind of depressed about PC games, I guess, which is why we talked about it on the show. You know, I'm just kind of sick of buying games and expecting people to have learned from mistakes instead of just kind of compounding them. So I'm really disappointed. And you know, I've kind of gone back to consoles for the first time in I don't know how many years. It's been a long, long time. But, you know, my perspective, I don't know, it's maybe shifted a bit, I'm not sure. But, you know, I kind of got out of consoles a time ago because of the internet and, you know, playing Noobs Online, right? You can't touch that. But, you know, with the new gen consoles coming out this year, they're all online, and, you know, a lot of different genres and a lot of different ways to own Noobs. They're very standard FPS over every single game is exactly the same type of bullshit. So, you know, I've been playing lots of Cube with Doug, old games, going through lots of old games and just sort of kind of reliving you know, the past and dreaming of the days when games were good.
I have a question. Can I ask?
He wants to know, how long is it going to take for you to write up the episodes, and is there any outside input on that?
How long does it take for us to what? The episodes?
What? To write the episodes, or film it, such.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, we get them pretty much as fast. You know, I know there's a long episodes, but you know, there's a lot of, you know, we're getting pretty busy nowadays, making the episodes and signing the Noob Store and things like that, and you know, so but yeah, you know, as soon as possible. Like if we can get an episode a week, we'd be loving it. We'd be putting them out, but you know, the quality of our current episodes, like, you can't, you know, unless you've got a big production crew. But really, you ask about external input. Really, there's no external input. You know, we don't have a big crew. We don't have the kind of money that regular TV shows have to pay people to do every little task. And, you know, we don't have a staff of writers. We don't have a big table that, you know, people that write Friends and other sitcoms like that. A huge table of people that are making $30,000 a year to sit around this table and give their ideas. You know, the 15 people that write the show. And, you know, so, it's, you know, so it's really just a couple of guys in the basement kind of thing going on here. But yeah, you know, we try to get the shows out as fast as possible.
On that note, Parrot wants to know.
I got a question.
Noob Store bringing on
Roar.
Wow.
Okay, Demetrius.
I have another question from the IRC channel. Somebody wants to know what was going through Jeremy's mind when he had that email at the end of episode 10.
You're going to have to be a little bit more specific. There were multiple emails in multiple
times. He's talking about the one where
right at the end
everything.
Sorry, I hope that's more clear. One person speaks it. Chicken.
The one okay. The boy gets it on, I think, they're on about 20.
Yeah, me.
I have a question.
So the email at the end of the episode. Okay, you have a question. That's great, but we're answering one right now. So there's one at the end of the episode. You want to know what was going through his head? Let me ask Jeremy here.
I know. It's. I guess it's kind of complicated. I think what really got me about the email and the other emails in the past was that, you know, I'm sort of giving these other people confidence. You know, I'm all these kids who you know, weren't comfortable in those crowds and stuff, that became comfortable, and I gave them all these things, but at the same time, I never did that for myself, and, you know, I think it's funny that the show is inspiring all these noobs to do stuff that I hadn't inspired myself to do, and I think it was, what I was thinking is just how kind of obvious the answer that was the whole time, that when you own, and you know you own, you know, you just grab life by the balls, and that's all that there's really to it, and you know, just don't second guess, just run with heart, and don't worry, about the jocks, don't worry about whatever, just, you know, have some balls.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Bill is a junior pinner who wants to quit and has been in a long time, so I think he decides to quit. Yeah, I've just been like waiting. I actually have a few questions that like a lot of people are wondering at my school. If you want to know if you guys are like actually like really like true owners, like you guys are actually really good at games instead of like just like showing it on the show.
Well, you know, it'd be really nice if Jeremy could play each and every one of the people that email him with a challenge, and it'd be really nice, you know, because you know, he would be handing them their asses. But you know, it's just not technically possible. So you know, it's too bad that you know, as more people know about you, you know. More people, you know, doubt that maybe you own so much, but, you know, trust me, I've played him in many a game, and I have had many asses handed to me.
Also, why does Doug find it so, like, offensive and everything like that when people ask him to, like, say, like, boom, headshot and everything like that? Is it because he just gets annoyed, or...
Well, if you can imagine, you know, living your daily life and, you know, you have interactions with other people, and when half of these interactions are people asking you to say a specific phrase, it might get a little annoying when you're walking down the street and come up to you and ask you to say something. It's kind of annoying after a little while, as you can imagine.
And did the headband really autographed with the phone is back?
Sorry, that was a little choppy. Could you please repeat that?
Is the headband like really autographed for the pack that you can buy?
Yes, it is.
Well, shit, I'm not signing that crap. You know, it's like Jeremy signs all that stuff.
All right, thanks.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I just wanted to say sorry for interrupting earlier. And, okay, I'm John, I come from Brent, right, and, I don't know, in real life, right, is Jeremy going out of Anastasia?
Well, you know, it's kind of weird. We've never had, like, a talk officially, like, I've never said, or so, are we going out, or whatever? We've never had that talk, but she doesn't get mad when I kiss her and stuff, so I'm going to have to assume that, yeah, that she probably sees it that way, but we don't really talk about it. We just kind of hang out, and yeah, it's all very kind of natural. It's kind of weird. It's not what I expected.
Oh, cool. And I also wanted to know, who was the guy that you talked to outside the internet cafe? I can't remember the episode, but you said he's a noob, and then you said, okay, can we talk? And you started walking. Who was that guy?
That's Alex. He was the guy we met around that time with filming. He good gamer, but he moved out to Quebec and he doesn't game anymore. He started taking art really seriously, and he's traveling and stuff, and he's finishing his school, and yeah, he just wasn't interested in doing the show or playing any games or anything, so that's why in 9, you know, we had the scene just to kind of let people know that he's not really interested in doing this stuff anymore.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I have a question.
KZ to ask his questions for a bit. He's got like a lot of
people. A few of the ones off. Dr. Evil had a question here for Kyle. He wants to know what software the music is recorded from, or what software the music is recorded on, and what guitar do you play, Kyle? I want to know.
Okay, Kyle's actually taking a piss right now, so I can kind of answer that. I've seen many a time he's in a program called Cakewalk, and that's the extent of all that stuff, because I help out on a lot of stuff with the show, but the one thing that I basically don't touch the music, that's pretty much all him, except for my awesome singing. So I'm not sure. So Cakewalk, that stuff. And for the guitar, actually, most of the guitar is a friend of ours named Dave Dorick, and he's a crazy guitarist. This guy has got some insane skill. So we like to borrow him, and he does our guitar solos. And I don't know what he plays on. This guy's got a few guitars, and I think he's used a few different ones for the show. He kind of chooses them based on whatever sound he thinks he wants. I don't know. I really don't know much about it, but I know that yeah, it's most of the guitar solos are the Dave guy who kicks a lot of ass, and then yeah, Kyle uses one.
Come on, tell me he's playing a Les Paul.
Okay.
Jack's for the win.
Two small questions. Last one of the questions since they're building up. What do you think of Sweden?
Sweden, like the country?
Yeah, like Swedenland, right?
Oh, well, I've never been to Sweden, but, you know, I've heard a lot of really, really good stuff about Sweden in terms of the attitude of a lot of people there. I've heard they're very laid back, and it's kind of like Canada, but maybe even more extreme in terms of how kind of casual the people are. And I've also heard, although I don't know if it's true or not, that most of the girls are pretty hot. So I'm basically really interested in going.
Yeah.
I have a question for Ben.
Got a question for Doug?
Jesus.
Jenny, go first.
Okay, go. Doug's question, go. Doug's question, go.
They're kind of scared.
I have a question for Jeremy.
Whoa. Going on late.
Yeah,
sorry, say it.
First of all, I love the show, and I was talking about the business. Anyway, Jeremy, so you want to get married?
Oh, look at this.
Mary, I don't know. Who is this? I've seen a picture.
This is Leet Lauren.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I'm the kind of the marriage kind of guy, because there's lots of stuff that has to do with marriage, like that I'm maybe not so much about. But, you know, I definitely think there's a lot of things.
I've got two questions to ask. One, Jeremy, I just survived with KC. So.
Well, I had like a little bit of help from all the developers not making good games. So, or maybe that's just me convincing myself that it was better than it was. But, you know, we use Doug's TV. He actually kicked it at my house now. And yeah, we busted out the old NES. I mean, to play ice hockey and stuff. And busted out the GameCube. And, you know, just kind of been messing around with that. And plus, you know, the show, I've spent a lot of time trying to work on the show. And I spent a lot of time, you know, making my game again. Sorry, I don't mean to keep bringing that up.
My other question is, what do you think about people calling you Sud if you wear, like, the Pure Image t-shirts and that?
Can you repeat that?
What do you think about people calling you stud if you wear pure English t-shirts?
Okay, we're going to be having a dialect issue here. People calling a sud? What the hell's a sud?
No, it's sad. Sad.
Sad. Sad.
Thinking
okay,
it's sad that you're wearing.
Are you sad because you're wearing a Pironage t-shirt? I still don't understand. Is there any more odds?
Sad means pathetic sort of thing. In English.
Then we have a rape gang behind you.
I'm at a land party.
Hang on. It seems like Kashmir Z understands this. So why don't we let Kashmir Z explain this very slowly to us, because we still don't understand.
We're Canadian, eh? What am I fucking explaining?
I can explain if you want.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Well,
no,
let's try to waste 1,000 fucking questions, that's all.
This guy, whoever it was, wants to know what Jeremy's opinion is when, if you're wearing a Pironage t-shirt or whatever with the logo on it, people think that you're kind of pathetic.
Fuck 'em.
Well, you know, and maybe it's just my opinion, but I think people that, you know, wear Nike or Adidas or find themselves having to wear big name brands in order to maybe feel comfortable socially is pretty pathetic. And I think people who, you know, express their real interest and like to stay true to who they are, and they're gaming fans and they're fans of the show, then anyone that's going to call someone pathetic for that is a sad person.
This is Nick, and I have a question for Jeremy. What's your rig setup, anyways?
Sorry, can you say again?
Your rig, like your computer, like what's your specs on it?
You know, about 2.5 years ago, I'd have been proud to tell you what was since to my PC. But right now, it's kind of embarrassing, and I'd rather not talk about it. I can tell you that, you know, I have one video card. There's no extra lag going on. I have just a gig RAM. I'm still using a P4 3.0C as a CPU. My video card is 2.5 years old, so you can work that out for yourself. But, yeah, that's it. And another thing, though, it's like I don't really like talking too much about that kind of stuff. As good as it may seem, if I mention some piece or something that I like, then people might buy that because I mentioned it, and that kind of makes me feel pretty weird. So I don't really like to point out specifically usually what I got.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Jeremy.
Another people want to know, do you really rub the clothes goods against your balls?
Okay. Oh,
no. That was great.
Why?
I'm wearing
it. At any moment in the day, there's always a piece of my clothes touching my balls, but I do know what you mean. I will say that, you know, I don't rub every shit on my balls, but at the same time, there have been a few shirts may or may not have come in contact with my balls before we mailed them out to few select individuals who may or may not be in this TeamSpeak chat right now, and who may or may not be, I don't know, admins or not. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Holy shit.
I found it. Can I jump in here?
Gee.
Alright, is Kyle back?
Yeah, Kyle's back from his chat.
Alright. Alright, guys. Well, this is one end, one spam, you guys know. I'd just really like to thank you guys for, well, mentioning me on the show, such as, well, pretty much the other guys. You guys own, let me just, yeah. But,
yeah, Wyman, you know, you were overdue for a mention. You know, we tried to get you an episode 8, but we just forgot your name, you know? It's like, oh, okay, Jeremy's saying it's my fault. But, you know, I added it out because there were other better takes where he forgot your name. So it was, I guess, both of our faults. But anyway, so Jerome Weimar of the Neanderthalans, you know, we just wanted to say that you're a great member of the community, and, you know, we just wanted to give you a nod.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys rock. I got a bit of a question for you guys. What are you guys going to do with the money that you're making from the eBay auction of Jeremy's hair? I can use that suggestion or two, like an airplane ticket or something. Just kidding.
Well, see, I wanted to buy a Steadicam for the show, but Jeremy's like, you know, he wants to buy a TV and all this stuff, and I'm like, you know, oh, do you know how awesome, like, what do you guys think? I just think the show would be awesome with a Steadicam for some shots, like, you know, or like this crappy TV that Jeremy's going to play game on. What do you think?
I think you should
TV.
TV. Sound.
Camera.
TV. TV for the win.
Steadicam for the win.
It sounds like you need a new PC, and I'd be glad to dream on anything.
Do you guys even know what a Steadicam is? How awesome it is?
No.
The show is awesome as it is. The show is awesome as it is. Why would you need one?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no further plans so far.
Hey, I just want to turn the tables around for 1 second here. I got a question for you guys, everyone with voice. Now, is there anything, you know, we get a lot of emails, we get a lot of requests for stuff in the Noobstar. People are like, hey, I want a shirt that says, you know, my pony died, and, you know, all this stuff.
Boxer.
So if you know, if you guys have any suggestions for stuff we should be, you know, I don't know if you're, you know, we got a lot of ideas for stuff to put in the Noobstar so that we can make the show better and, you know, all that stuff. But I don't know if you guys have anything you want to see in the Noobstar, you know, let me know.
Yeah, I got something again. Release,
Hey, I have a question for the whole crew. I was wondering how you guys do your game segments in your show that you might call a machinima, like the Day of Defeat Source in episode 9, Pink and Purple, and I was wondering if you're still going to be making any of them in future episodes. Like, I don't know, there's a lot of Source mods coming out, like a GoldenEye Source and Empires, and maybe for RTS you might want to do Empire at War. Have any plans in the future episodes to make anything like this?
That was Call of Duty 2, and I was asking for a few suggestions, so...
I was thinking, like, GoldenEye Source is really promising. There's also Empires and Empire at War.
That's funny there. Wyman just got first post on the answer. Once again, great. Yeah, but... Anyway, it was Call of Duty 2, and, you know, we use GameCam to take the WoW footage, take all the footage. It records your screen, and it's a pretty good program. And it records audio as well.
Another question.
Yeah, I have a question from,
The question is the Noob Store... open for submitted designs. This is by ATDT, the guy who interviewed you guys.
Yeah, we do have a few fan-designed items on the Noobstar. One is the Boom Headshot sticker, which we had a contest for. And, you know, the sticker's great, you know, fans design. The other one is the Uber Micro shirt. Some fan sent us just an Uber Micro image, and he's like, hey, guys, I made this image. It says Uber Micro, and we're like, that is great, you know. Hey, that's very cool. So he said, hey, can we put on some shirts? You know, we'll send you some free shirts. He's like, yeah. So, you know, just, you know, if you guys, you know, if you guys are artists or whatever, you're designers, you know, you should send us some stuff. And, you know, in the past, it's gotten on our products, and people enjoy them. And, you know, they, yeah, and, you know, you get some free shirts if you send us a design that we really like.
Question for Jeremy. In episode 9, when you met the guy Tashi had dinner with, he recognized you from Tashi talking to you on her computer. But apparently they had dinner that night, and Jeremy met them just as they were leaving. How did the guy see Tashi talk to Jeremy on her computer if they had dinner that night?
Actually, well, from... just that she was she said she couldn't stop talking about me all night. So she was just talking to him about me, and she was telling him about me, and she told him what her alias was. So I guess it was when I called her by her name that he realized who I must have been. And I don't think he was ever at her house, but yeah, I think he put it together himself. He didn't have the biggest brain, but I guess it's big enough for that.
In the episode, he was.
Oh my God! Hang on,
on the computer.
Hang on, guys. I just heard from somebody who I don't hear from very often anymore. He just sent me an IQ message. Apparently, he's in the channel. Can one of the ops? Can you guys voice Da Wei? He's in some internet cafe in China. And yeah. There's a guy.
You have voice now.
Is there a way in the chat?
Hey guys.
Oh my God.
Hello. Hey.
Hello,
I'm just sitting here at 3:00 in the morning. It was kind of checking out some army dudes walking around with some AKs and nice big tanks. You know, they're not exactly like the big tanks you see, like, you know, in 0 hours, those big nuke overlords. But they're still pretty deadly, so they got run over by it.
Dave, how's China?
Well, I have to say, really good.
How's the right?
Dave!
Lots of chicks.
Are you getting
Chinese chicks?
Are you getting enough ice cream there?
Could you repeat that, please?
I was saying, are you getting enough ice cream there?
Well, ice cream in China really sucks so bad that it is really hard to eat.
Why are you lying? You're not in China. Look at their ping. Their MS.
Shut up.
Hey, I've got a question for Jeremy. The question is about his hair. That if has Jeremy thought about being cloned by the person who eventually gets the hair?
I kind of laughed about that first, and then some guys' boards were all like, you can't clone people from hair unless there's the root and stuff, and that's kind of science stuff I didn't know about. So I don't think you can actually clone me from the hair I cut, because I didn't put out, there's no roots to my hair, so I'm kind of disappointed, so I might maybe just sell my semen next time, though.
Hey, yeah,
you were
Can you imagine how much that would go for?
I'll buy it.
I don't know, I hope it's more than my hair, because, I mean, you could raise a whole army of owners. I mean, and they could sell their hair. I mean, it's a sound business plan.
All you have to do is donate. Anyway, I've got a question and a request. The question is, after Pure Ownage, where now? Because, you know, you've got the talent, the means, resources to obviously do other things, and Pure Ownage can't go on forever. So, have you got any other ideas or any other things you could do, other sort of series, or, and Jeremy and the other guys be involved?
Well, you know, because of Pure Ownage, like, we've sort of built up a little ministry here that keeps on growing. Almost all the money that comes from the Noob Store, we put right back into just buying stuff. Buying a green screen and buying lights and bought the camera and bought this and that crap that Kyle spends all the money on it. But the good thing is that having all that stuff kind of makes it, you know, accessible to us to make a movie. And so we kind of plan after Pure Owners to maybe make a few movies. We have some really funny ideas. Some of them are gaming related and some of them aren't gaming related. They're just funny ideas that we have that we think we're going to make. So, you know, I kind of plan on just, you know, maybe just being more of an actor. I don't know. Kind of weird for me because, you know, a lot of people are like, wow, he's an actor. I'm like, cool, I'm an actor, I guess, because, you know, I'm kind of a gamer. But we'll see how well that works and stuff. But, yes.
Yeah.
We'll make something. hopefully some gentlemen
on the internet and everything is like the due to the subject, it's just a niche, and for on the internet you got pretty huge fan base, but there's got to be more. I mean, I really look forward to that, and the request is that Ragnar, our dedicated admin, could be here. He's very pissed off about it, so just for the re-recording, could you say, sorry you couldn't be here, Ragnar, you sexy boy.
question for Doug.
Question
is, which games does he play at the moment in terms of FPS?
In terms of FPS, yeah, I've been playing a lot of AA, Army Ops, lately, just because, I don't know, navigating the board of Source is just easy, and 1.6 has just been out for years, so, yeah, I've been getting back into Ops, you know, I want some modern warfare, I'm getting sick and tired of all this World War II stuff, so.
I got a question.
Hey, can you guys hang on a second here? There's somebody I recognize here that I met, you know, just over a week ago. Her name is Django. Is this the actual Django from the Premiere / MySpace?
How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you doing, Jenny?
I managed to get out of work for a couple hours to come with you guys, so I'm pretty happy right now.
Not Shannon there with you, or she couldn't make it?
No, she's in St. Louis right now on her spring break, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I saw some nice pictures of you with Denwo. You guys are all friendly there, so what's the deal with that?
Yeah,
right.
Denwo's man. I have a question for Denwo, too. How's your LAN party going?
It's all good. Yeah, I accept. I'm doing it.
Denwo's sick.
We love Jenny. She rocks.
He's coming soon.
This is what happens when you come onto a Pirona stream. You meet all these girls. You have a great time, you know.
Yeah, I recommend it. Like, what do you guys think you're going to do for the next premiere, anyway?
I don't know. I was talking about tour. Really, we don't, like, you know, it'd be really nice if we go somewhere completely different. Like, Toronto was kind of, you know, we're just getting some of the same people, but, you know, the Torontonians are coming out to the premiere, and they've been great fans. But, you know, just know there's so many fans and so many places because we're completely distributed on the internet. And, you know, it'd be, like, I wish, you know, plane flights were really cheap because we'll go all anywhere, you know, we'll go to Europe or whatever, but, you know, hopefully in the future we'll do some other cities, and, you know, I don't think episode 11 is going to be in Toronto, at least the first screening, but we might do a Toronto screening just when we get back from whatever we're going to screen it, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to going on tour, seeing fans in other places, and hopefully they'll be all like, hey, you know, the owner is here, and FPS Doug's here, and that's kind of cool, and because we're, you know, we don't travel very much, right?
You should have the next screening at a LAN party.
I have another question.
You guys should go to St. Louis or something, because it's like right in the middle of the state, and it's pretty
new,
like an even
new
area.
St. Louis, Missouri? Yeah.
New Jersey. Yeah, go there. I'm real close.
So?
Like, I got a quick topic. Just a question for Dave, fan Dr. Wermendus, he's going to come to China in June, and if he's willing to meet
him. Hey, that was a good question, and I really don't know how to answer it, so I guess I'm just not going to answer your next question, please.
I have a question for Jeremy. What is your stance on parents which are concerned on the effect of games having on the effects games have on their children?
Well, you know, like, I've been playing games since I was 2. I've been playing games my whole life. And I can tell you that I'm not a violent person. I've never hit anyone in my life. I couldn't even imagine killing something for real. I think the terms of video games are kind of silly, because I think that everyone who plays games is smart enough to tell the difference between, you know, what's a video game and what's reality. So, you know, I don't think the violence arguments are sort of valid. I think anyone that had experience, it would be obvious to them. And as for my kids, I can tell you they'll be playing games the moment they're born. They'll be listening to Beethoven in the womb, and then they'll be playing brain training the minute they pop out, because it absolutely helps develop your brain. It builds your reflexes, it builds your math skills, it builds your logic, it builds your reasoning, it builds all these things and these tools that, especially in the 21st century, are critical to, you know, being successful, I think. So I think games are fantastic. I'm disappointed if my kids are football. Okay, seriously, you guys really, like, if I'm talking, you really shouldn't push the button, because it gets me, like, real mad. And especially when I'm drinking, like, next thing you know, I might smash this phone, and then it's no more speak chat. So anyway.
Okay, one more question for you guys. Are you doing anything this summer? Because me and Shannon might come up and hang out with you guys. That's cool.
Hey, we should all go, because I'm going too.
Who's hanging out with what?
Oh, Jenny.
Yeah, it's Jenny again.
Oh, Jenny, okay, I didn't see you. I just got pushed down there. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, that's cool.
Member joined. Member joined. New player left. Player left. Player left. Player left. New player. Member left. New player. Player left. Player left. New player. Player left. New player. Player left. Player left. Your connection to the server has been terminated. New player. New player. Player left.
Set it to 500. Demoing.
It's been lowered to 500.
New player. New player.
I'm not sure. This service hosted by ADSN, and they're usually pretty good.
New player.
They got hacked.
I'm not
player left. New player left. New player.
Well,
player left.
500 anyway. New player. Should be okay.
Player left. New player. 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 Member left. Member joined. Player left. New player. New player, player left. New player. Player left.
Fuck's sake. Voice player.
Okay. Oh yeah. What were you talking about?
New player. New player.
I know who did it.
Well, it was someone.
New player.
Yeah, it was a
player left.
Brazilian hacker. He discovered the piece.
New player.
He sent lots of packages to the server.
New player left. New player.
So that's why it.
Player left. New player.
I was in the MSN asking him what to do with.
New player left. New player. New player. New
player.
New player.
What?
New member joined. New
How
player.
Player.
Player. Player. Player.
I can't understand what you're talking about.
New player.
How do you know affiliated player left. With this person? How do you know him?
New player.
Well, he's my friend. I told him to come here and keep talking. And he got IP and sent package to it.
New player. New
okay,
player,
so your friend did some
player.
Shit to our server, right?
That's
new
not stop it, because I asked it.
New player.
Alright.
Well
alright.
New player. New player. New player.
I'm a fan. I wouldn't be able to search things.
New player. Player left. New player. Player left.
What?
Alright. Is your affiliated with Skull Clan fuckers that been coming in here? Or is that something completely separate?
New player. New player.
Like your English.
Member join.
New player.
Can you kick this guy?
Yeah.
Kick that guy. You know, it's like I think it's you know the server crashed.
Player,
yes, that was
player.
And that would happen. And,
new player. Left.
Anyway,
new player.
So let's get back to
new player.
Hey, there was
new player.
We have a friend of ours, Dr. Noel, ADSN, who. Restarted the server for us. So thanks, Dr. No. Dr. No, you got voice, eh?
He does.
Dr. No, do you have a microphone?
Player left. New player.
Hey, Dr. No, how's it going? We'd really like to hear from you.
Player left. New player.
Is he shy? Yeah, he's shy. I'm just bugging him.
Player left. New player.
He's got no mic, but yeah, he's a friend of mine from RL, and yeah, he's helping us out here on the server, so that's very cool.
Player
thanks,
left.
Coffee,
new
though.
Player.
Okay, so it sounds a lot less choppy with 500 people on here. It's a lot more clear, I think.
Yeah, it's good.
So, you know what, I'm surprised nobody wants to know anything about the comic, or we got no artists out there. You know, Lemo's been online, he's been voiced, and, you know, no one's had any questions for Lemo thus far. So anybody wondering about the comic or how the comic is?
I think it's
eating a chicken
more.
Sandwich.
How
is lemonade?
I love it.
Here's a
good one. Enjoy it.
Player left.
Moby. Dark Protoss, can you hear me?
Right. Yeah, kind of ask my question maybe right now.
Player left.
Go ahead.
First, thanks, Dr. No, for putting up the show again. And hello, Carl, Jeremy, Doug, maybe the wife.
Player left.
And, yeah, my question is like for the whole crew. what do people like teachers, family, and friends say about you on or maybe your show? Did your social life change a lot of doing
player
yourself?
Player left. New player.
Who needs a social life? Solo.
PRS. Okay. I
player
got a question.
Player left. New player. Thanks.
No, it's, yeah. I know.
Left.
Jeremy, do you want to answer that question about your social life? I don't know. Here's Jeremy.
Okay, well, I'm not the kind of guy that really goes out much to begin with.
New
so,
player.
Basically, it's taken a few moments that I leave
new
my house
player.
To get food or whatever. It's kind of turned them into a little bit of a game itself. It's kind of like playing Metal Gear Solid or something. I kind of pretend to be stealth all the time and not be seen. I got to wear big sunglasses.
How come your guys' voice is so different on here?
Because it's a magical thing. Okay. Teams speak codec.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the funniest difference to me is definitely the the girl difference, because you know, I look the same and I act the same and I'm the same person I've always been, but somehow in high school the girls didn't dig me, and now the girls digging me. So I guess that's the most interesting part of this experiment so far.
Okay. This is a question for Kyle. Well, first off, I'd like to say thanks, Dr. Noel, for fixing the server. Appreciated. And Jeremy, Elite Lauren wants to say how it's going with you. She really loves you. And a question for Kyle about the DVD. You guys said the DVD was being released sometime episode 12 or 11. I'm just curious, will you be selling it in the Noob Store? Or will it be, like, nationwide in stores? And how much do you think it'll cost?
I don't know about pricing yet, the retail pricing, but I know we're going to put it in the Noob Store. And, you know, there might be enough demand that we might put it on Amazon or something. I don't know. But we're going to try and get it in retail stores. You know, we're going to try and get brick-and-mortar distribution. So it might be in all the, you know, Virgin, whatever kind of, you know, stores that sell DVDs. But yeah, we're going to have the soundtrack. I'm very excited about the soundtrack, very excited about the DVDs, all the special features, all the interviews, all the commentary. I really want to release that stuff, and it's going to be great to put it all together in DVD and finally have, you know, I'll feel like a real, you know, movie producer, a real television producer when I finally get something on a DVD, because right now, you know, on the internet, it's just, you know, anybody can put something on the internet, but, you know, there's something nice about having a real DVD and all that, and, you know.
Well, do you, like, have any plans of playing, like, the comic in the DVD, maybe, since it's on the internet currently? Just curious.
Sorry, could you please repeat that question?
Do you have any plans on releasing the comic with the DVD, like a comic on paperback and internet for people who want to collect?
Well, Lemo, hey, Lemo, do you want to talk a bit about that? Because, we do have plans for hard copy.
So, Lemo, nice to have you here.
Thanks. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yep.
All right. I'm in my new office. So this is kind of weird. The way we're kind of doing it is, even though the comic is released, you know, a couple pages a week up on the internet, we're basically doing it the way a normal comic does, where we're going to hit, like, this current story is going to go for about 24 pages or so, and then it's going to be, you know, big enough to be a comic book. And then Kyle and I are looking at finding a way to get it out to you guys on paper.
Thanks a lot. Hope it comes well.
It's probably going to get released about as often as the episodes are now, so we're looking at about 3 months per issue.
Hello. Where's FPS Doug?
Okay. FPS Doug is sitting right beside me.
Get him on.
Okay, let's get him on. Okay, here he is. He's on. Okay, what do you want to say?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, he's on. I had a question. Do you really play Counter-Strike, or is that just fake bullshit?
Well, I haven't been playing Counter-Strike too much lately, but yeah, man, I've been playing Counter-Strike for years.
So is that legit stuff, or was that like?
Is what legit?
Playing on the show.
Well, like, some of the scenes, I mean, for the purpose of the show, like, are like filmed and edited, but yeah, I play. You know, like, it's all legit.
Yeah.
Hey, Lemo, can I ask you just a little question? Nothing big.
Shoot.
Yeah, because I have to draw as well, I sent you, I asked, get over this. I draw by myself, and sometimes I draw some Pionage-related comics and stuff. Maybe you want to, like, check them out and maybe give me some advice to draw, because I really like drawing and do it since I'm maybe 6 years old, and I would like to have some advices from a real drawer, you know?
That's sweet. Send me an email, lemo@pureonage.com, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, it's quiet since I haven't had much chance. Jeremy, Metal basically just wants to know, AOE2, ?
AOE2?
What do you think of it, bro?
Well, you know, I think it might be better than AOE3. I don't know. I played AOE3 quite a bit, but, you know, there's something kind of missing. AOE2 is kind of like it's one of those classic games, but... You know, it still has a strong community, and it's a classic game I know a lot of people love, but it was never really my style. You know, I figured that the Age series focused a little too much on, like, managing resources and not really enough on managing diverse combat units. Too many of the units, there's too many similarities, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I do respect the AOE2 community, and I do think that it must be a good game. It's been popular, so... Those are my thoughts. I don't play it anymore, and I don't play AOE3. AOE3 is still installed, I guess, so it's better than Zero Hour at the moment, but I'm not really playing it too much.
I got a question. I don't want to be disrespectful, but who is Lemo? I don't know him.
Who is Lemo?
Yeah.
Lemo is the guy that draws the Pure Orange comic book. And he's basically this super talented drawing guy that we met a couple months back.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe I got another question again. I was just wondering, Jeremy, the owner, why are you wearing a bandana?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, why do you got a bandana on your head? I mean,
yeah, all time.
Comb your hair or something, I don't know.
Well, it all started because, like, when you have hair, if you don't shower for a couple of days, it's like really noticeable because it gets greasy and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I kind of learned to throw a bandana on, and all of a sudden my mom would stop bugging me, and I just start lying. Because, you know, you can't really lie if your hair's out and you can tell if someone hasn't showered.
Wow.
Yeah, I just kind of learned that bandana is the
so
best thing for gaming.
So how did you take a shower?
You know, average, I guess, 2.5 a week, maybe 3.
Wow.
I don't have time for that shit.
Wow. Yeah, I understand, pro gamer. I should do that.
Yeah, man, bandana's all the way. It's great for headphones, too, because if your hair's really greasy, I used to always kind of worry that I'd dirty up my headphones or something. But, man, bandanas, man, it's the key.
Wow. This is pro advice.
And it doesn't get any proer.
Hey, yep.
Oh, yeah. My last question, how long do you know each other? Like, you know, Doug or, your other friends, the Y and Anastasia. How long do you know each other? From, like, the kindergarten or just a few years ago?
Dave and Taji I met probably in the last couple years. I think I met Dave about 2 years ago. Right before the show started, I met Dave. And Taji, I met her around episode 6. That was when I actually met her. Doug has been a good friend since we were little kids. And, you know, we've kind of been friends, been not friends, and been friends. I think a lot of people have probably been in that situation. But, yeah, me and Doug, we were in grade 5 together. And we've been through a lot in our lives. And it's kind of funny that, you know, everything kind of worked up to this. It's kind of weird, but it's definitely really cool.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that was all from me. Maybe you can, like, take my voice now so other can ask questions. Thanks a lot, Jeremy, and the whole crew. Keep on doing the show. I love it. Everyone here love it in Germany. I swear.
Nice. Thank you very much. I look forward to going to Germany for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy,
maybe I can keep you here.
Well, don't kidnap me or nothing, but...
But if he does that, you're just going to Uber micro his ass, right?
Actually, speaking of Germans, just for one sec, while this is kind of brought up, but there's a guy out of Germany, his name is Daniel P. Schenk, and he's made some films. The first one I saw was called The Gamer's Day, and it's kind of a 40-minute-ish kind of feature film. And exactly. He just came out with a new one called The Cheat Report, and I think it's really good, and it's really funny. And this guy has lots of skills, and he's from Germany. And if you're not familiar with his stuff, I'd suggest anyone here go check it out, because DanielPShank.com. Yeah, and you can Google that stuff. So yeah, I throw some props up there. We're all fans here at the show, so.
Jeremy, I have a question for you.
Go.
So, what are you wearing right now?
Well, that depends on who's asking, but for you, maybe some thong underwear.
Ooh.
Maybe like a tight tank top.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, hold on. Was that a 10-year-old boy? Hold on. Or was that a girl?
That was Chase.
So, Mom, we're in a song I'm going to give you right now.
I'm all... Okay, hold on. Did I just Michael Jackson shit? Or
I think so.
Well, right now, I'm wearing a ski parka. I've got 2 pairs of pants and some boots on.
Banana. Don't forget the bandana.
And 2 bandanas, yeah.
2? No.
He crashed or what?
No,
okay,
so
it wasn't a 10-year-old boy. That was a girl, so my balls can redescend.
Are you talking about me?
Barba.
Jeremy, you're extremely hot. I want you so bad. It's like crazy.
You're
get a room.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll make.
Yeah, let me listen. Continuing the voice chat.
So I'm rubbing my hands down your chest, and I'm gonna taking your pants. Okay, next slide.
Wow.
Okay, I've confiscated Jeremy's drinks. He's no more, so we can expect less of that.
All right, question for Jeremy here from Used Tissue. He wants to know, what animal would he be and why? And, yeah. Great question.
What animal? Well, immediately a horse comes to mind.
Fucking whore.
horse?
A horse? Well, I'm just saying.
Why? What's with a horse?
Well, I don't know if I want to answer that on TeamSpeak.
Also, question for Radical.
I guess if I couldn't be a human anymore, if I had to be a different animal, I guess I'd probably be a chimp, because it's the closest to us, and they have decently opposable thumbs, and so I could at least play some old school games.
I have a question
Radical
from the Radical channel.
To who cares? Yeah, go on, Amorphis. Sorry.
The question is, would it be possible for somebody to make an animation or a cartoon of the Pyrrhonage show?
I think that's something that we would definitely consider if some uber animator a la Lemo Styles came up to us and was like, hey, check out my awesome skills. That's something we consider, but... right now, we're so busy. It's kind of stupid, and I think that's something that we might do maybe a long ways in the future. But right now, we've got so much stuff to do that I think we're pretty full.
Okay, Shikaru just wanted to let you know that he wants to animate for you if you ever do decide to go ahead and make a cartoon of the Pyrrhonage show.
Yeah, for sure. Just send an email to Noob School Bus to Kyle and link your demo stuff. And this is for anybody who wants to do anything for us. If you're an artist or an animator or whatever, actions always speak the loudest. So the way Lemo did it is he didn't say shit. He wrote us and he sent some pictures our way, and that was it. It was over because it was pretty obvious at that point.
Yeah, I got a question for Kyle. I know that artist.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, basically what I'm asking is that the making, I've been working with these programs and making and basically I'm asking,
is this
like,
me or is he like up talking?
Make one.
Dude, we're losing you, man. Bedroom style.
Yeah, talk for like a second,
whoever,
and then he's like...
Whoever just asked that question there, I don't think there's any hope for your connection. So if you text that question like Kashmir Z, he can ask.
I'll ask you.
Who's hosting your website?
Speakeasy is the host of our website. They're the same people that host Penny Arcade and PvP Online and stuff. so they've got a lot of experience hosting sites that do really well. And what's interesting is, you might want to know, I'll point out right now, but on the release of episode 10, we actually crashed Speakeasy, a third of their clusters, because even though they've hosted Penny Arcade, they had never in the history of their business experienced the traffic that was generated from our episode release. And we actually took down their whole system, which is why the episode was a little sketchy when it first came out, which isn't our fault because we used the best provider we could find, and even they couldn't handle just how big the show's gone.
Well, I'd like to say about Speakeasy, they've been a really great company. It's a bunch of young guys in Seattle that are working on this company, and they provide services like hosting with unlimited bandwidth, which we really need because a lot of people that are downloading your episodes. We use mostly .com and
send
to distribute episodes. It's speakeasy.net. If you go to speakeasy.net, you can check out their webpage, you can check out their hosting packages. And, one final thing I would like to say that is a testament to the awesomeness of this company is that I called them once to talk technical issues, and they put me on hold, and the hold music was Radiohead. And I'm not kidding. It was awesome. It's like, what a company, eh? It's great.
Okay.
That's nice.
I have a question for Jeremy.
Okay, go.
Give us a little sneak preview of what will be in episode 11. And also, I live in Toronto also.
Sneak peek to episode 11. Well, I don't want to give it away because it'll make everyone enjoy it less, but I can tell you that chances are looking good that I'm going to have a nice, big, fat TV.
Well, you're making money off your hair also.
Yeah, and gotta spend it on it, or, and Kyle already got it. There's no way I'm letting Kyle get something else.
Yeah, keep all the money for yourself.
Yeah, sorry. I just want to say what's up to the Real Lunch crew. I want to say what's up to Jeremy and Doug and Dave and Kyle.
Job.
And I got a question for Doug.
Shoot.
What has been your highest score on Counter-Strike Source, and if you remember, what map was?
Whoa, what a question.
You know, yeah, highest score, like, what's the highest score? Like, 198? What? It doesn't really mean nothing when you're playing against noobs, you know? So, who really keeps track?
Yeah.
I have a question for Doug, again.
Like, 132-0.
Nice.
Doug, do you like, which one do you like better, Counter-Strike 1.6 Source?
Oh, 1.6 all the way, just because Source is for noobs who need help headshotting.
True.
Have you ever played StarCraft?
Have I ever played StarCraft?
Yeah.
No, actually, first RTS Jeremy actually got me to play was Empire at War, and yeah, that didn't last long, as he told you before.
Doug, question from Radical. He wants to know, are you looking forward to Twilight Princess, and if so, why?
What was it, Twilight Princess and...
if so,
why?
But they're asking, like, Doug, of all people.
Twilight Princess and what was the other one?
And why, if so? Are you looking forward to Twilight Princess, and why?
And why? That's just such an obvious, like, answer. Like, of course I'm looking forward to Twilight Princess. It's just going to own.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I saw some footage for the new Zelda coming out for the DS, too, which I'm really hyped about as well.
I just want Twilight Princess, like, swinging your fucking controller at the screen and, like, hacking people to pieces, my God. Doug,
dude, that's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, well, like, I just want to fucking hack them motherfuckers to pieces, yeah. But I'll stop wasting people's time. Killer Raw also wants to know, from you, Doug, what version of Army Ops does he play, 2.5 or 2.6?
You can only play like the latest version. If you're not downloading the latest version, there's no servers to play on. So like, what the fuck?
Cheers, man.
I have a.
Hey,
Oh my god.
Fuck in here.
All right.
Cheers.
Oh man, get rid of that Dame Edna fucking guy. I had enough of that Dame Edna shit.
Hey, I got a question for the whole cast. What's the weed like in Toronto? Is it pretty good up there?
Of course it is.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I want to know that too, because like,
you guys
to buy it when I get there.
Ask Denwo, he's familiar with that.
Ooh.
By far the most important question.
Pretty good shit.
Yeah, what's the price?
Okay. I got a question. For Jeremy. Protoss, his question is, does Jeremy smoke weed?
Well, it's a great question, but right now, Jeremy's taking a massive piss.
Aww. Oh, I need Jeremy here to ask my question.
Yeah, he'll be here in 1 second. How's it going?
Going good.
Hey, Kyle, man, you ever had Maltesers?
Maltesers?
No, I got like a fucking box, eh? I'm like eating them.
I have a question.
Maltesers are great.
This is to the whole crew. Somebody wants to know how old you guys are.
Okay, I just got back from smoking a joint, and Kyle said there was some kind of question for me. What was the question?
Yeah, do you smoke weed?
Yes.
Oh, no, I would... Come on, guys. Let's be serious. I live in Canada. Why would I have ever come
have
out...
Have you ever smoked weed?
Hi, can I ask a question?
So that answer is no?
Yes, I have weed. I think pretty much anyone in Canada who hasn't been raised in a closet is smoking. I'm not promoting it. I'm not denying it. I don't know how it affects games. I haven't done any studies, but
there was a Canadian member of Parliament, which is it was asked a question once. You know, have you ever smoked marijuana? And the member of Parliament responded with, "I'm 38 years old. Of course I've smoked marijuana." You know, there's a certain amount of honesty with that question in Canada that you have the, you know, you can answer truthfully, you know, whereas there's a big stigma in other parts of the world with regards to marijuana. You know, it's just kind of like, have you ever had a drink of beer kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a question for Jeremy.
Okay.
I'm just looking through the store. I've come across one of the black hoodie iPhone news, and I was just wondering, how tall are you?
I'm 5'11" and a little bit.
Oh, that's pretty much my height as well. So, just wondering what size I should get. So I'm gonna go from medium, I reckon. So I'm probably getting all.
That was I'm wearing a large in that picture, and I normally wear like a medium T-shirt and. A few people have written us saying that the hoodies shrink if you wash them. You've got to be careful washing them and stuff like that. But I'd get at least one size bigger than you used to, for a T-shirt.
I don't usually... Oh, I usually wear my hoodie for a really long time before I wash it anyway, so it shouldn't really matter. Sort of lounger style, you know.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do any of the Pyronage crew have a pet, and what type of pet is it, and what's the pet's name, and what color is
someone's
it?
Drunk.
Has Esther been drinking?
No.
Well, Kyle immediately claimed that he does have a Void Walker, as well as a few other pets in his repertoire, being the Warlock that he is, the noob, but. As for, in terms of cast members, you might have got a taste, and I think that if you stay tuned to episode 11, you might be satisfied.
Ooh, yay.
Hi, I have a question for Jeremy. What kind of part of your body is the hair only made from?
The hair was taken from the top of my head, so I don't want to disappoint anybody, but it is from my head.
How boring.
I got a question.
Well, I mean, I could give you some of my ass hair if you want that, I guess.
Okay.
Please.
Cling on.
Hi, Jeremy. Would you say how much storage space do your game replays take up, because you seem to keep a lot of them?
Okay, can you repeat that? I'm going to listen really carefully.
Yeah, I asked how much storage space do your game replays take up, because you seem to keep a lot of them?
If you want, I can do Scottish to Canadian.
Okay, if you... Yeah.
Okay. He's saying, how much space do your game replays from 0 hour take up? Like, hard drive space?
From gameplays.org?
Any game, really, like, all your games.
I've never tallied it all up, but I probably have a few thousand replays at least on my drive. I'm also kind of a collector. I save almost every competitive game I've ever played. So I think, you know, it'll be funny when Pierron is done. Maybe I can release who I played as, and then a lot of guys that I played against competitively will be like, holy shit, like, you know, I did have my ass handed to me by the owner, and I never knew it. I'm just kind of keeping them until it's all said and done, and then and maybe I'll put them out there, because, you know, there are some really great replays against some really great players, and you know, there's some top players who have had their asses handed to them, and I would love more than to share it, but there's just no way I can give out what my name is, because that would just really screw me.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yep. I keep all mine as well. Thanks for answering that stuff. Okay, laddie. Okay, thanks, bye.
Scotland will win. I have a question.
Okay, I'm back.
From Killer.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hey, Rog. I have a question from Killer or something. He's asking what age you lost your virginity.
I've been not asking that for fucking, like, since the start.
Lol, sorry.
What? That guy's spared me 800 times.
I don't know if I ever had that, so I don't know if I... Is that like a spell in some game I haven't played yet?
Oh my gosh.
I have a question for the whole crew. Is there any chance, like, you guys will, like, release, like, a video podcast of, like, the episode on, like, the iTunes Music Store?
Yeah, check the site in about 2 hours. I'm like,
I've got a question for Jeremy.
It should have been done a while back. Well, we encountered some delays, but it's good to go right now, so that's what we're working on as soon as this is done. Go with the next question.
Okay, who renamed the channel Lauren and Jeremy's Shagpad?
Oh, cute.
Oh, I noticed that.
Sub-channel.
What was the question?
It's not fair. Like.
Look at the top.
Was there... Okay, are people waiting for me to answer a question that I didn't hear?
No, sorry, I just interrupted. Carry on.
Jeremy,
oh, never mind, you go.
Jeremy, if you're going to make a game, what kind of game would it be? Would it be an FPS or an adventure or whatever?
Okay, sorry, that really broke up. Can you say that again?
You're developing a game. What kind of game would it be? Would it be an FPS, an adventure game or whatever?
There are two games that I've got in mind, and one by standard definition would be an RTS, and the other by standard definition would be a fighting game. It's sort of how I feel that the Street Fighter sort of concept would be adapted to internet competitive play, and so those are the two sort of concepts that we're looking forward to developing in however long it takes us.
Oh yeah, just to throw in, the guy that you've just talked to right now, he's the guy that did the Jeremy, Kyle, and Dave smileys. You know the ones that you've been using on the forums? And he did mine as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yay. Awesome job on that stuff, and we really appreciate that. And, yeah, it's very cool. It's especially cool. I responded to a thread, and I was like, where's Dave? I got Dave back him, and he brewed up a Dave one, and I thought it was really awesome, and I hate to hit you up for more work, but, you know, I think maybe a Tadgy one would be in order.
Yeah. Hells yeah.
All right, I've got a question for Jeremy, if he's there. And first of all, thanks for putting my nipples in that.
Okay, once again, Scottish to Canadian, he's saying thank you for putting in episode A, a boot.
Okay.
And what do you think about the Quake series? That's a question from the channel, the IRC channel, by the way.
Okay, that has to be repeated. There was some talking. Hold on.
Sorry?
If the question was why do we say a boot in the video? Why do we? Yeah, I guess it's something in Canada we kind of make fun of. We get the impression a lot from people, especially down south of us, that it's kind of funny. I meet a lot of people and they're like, Canadians. Yeah, they say a and a boot like all time and stuff. You must say a boot a lot and a. And the truth is, to this day I've never heard a Canadian say a boot. And, Canadian a might dip out, but it's in there to kind of make fun of the perception people have about Canadians.
I haven't heard anyone say either. It's just mainly school, that's it.
Well, what is your perception on Australians?
Well, I've heard a few things. One is that they're hot, and two is that they're sexy.
Damn right!
And three is that they're entirely populated by criminals. Yeah.
No. Only
a long time ago.
Melbourne sucks, like hard.
Yeah.
No, it does not. Fuck Melbourne. New South Wales.
A lot of
New South Wales is the new state.
No, fuck you, man. Melbourne deserves to die.
Catch me.
See what I mean? Don't kill him.
I have a question.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's funny, a lot of people kind of, I've heard people say that Canada is very much like Australia, that if there's any country we're most alike, it's Australia, which is kind of funny how far we are apart and how different our culture should be, but apparently Canadians and Australians get along pretty well. So I'm actually really excited to visit Australia. It's mostly because the accent is just it's deadly.
Well, that's
I'm also I'm also really excited for when Kashmir Z comes to visit us. Like when is that happening? The whole crew is waiting for the Kashmir to get down to Toronto and hang out, get some beers, down, smoke some bud, says FPS Dog, it's like drinking beers. Who smokes
hey,
bud?
I'll let you know how it's going.
Seriously, where it's total time right now, Kashmir?
That was my main question.
And if you look at my channel, you notice I can't. But, 5-day-a-week permanent job coming my way. So, currency will not be a problem. So, hopefully, soon.
Kashmir is yet to
hopefully soon, okay. No, that'd be great. We gotta start some kind of, we should start a fund on the main page. Get people to donate through PayPal to get you out here, because, man. And you got to get out here. We'll have a blast, Talk to Denwo. Denwo was, we gave him the full tour and everything, right?
Hey, I'm fucking trying. I'm even, scamming, World of Warcraft to, try and sell money on eBay to get there. I'm fucking getting there this year. It's going to happen, or I'll just sell everything I own. So it's fucking happening this year. Rest assured. If I have to sell everything I fucking own, I will get there this year.
And then don't sell the Led Zeppelin DVD, the Page Plant. Don't sell that. You got to keep your guitar, keep the Page Plant, but sell everything else.
I have another quick question. How would you guys feel about if us Australians did sort of sort of got our best filmmakers and gamers together and did a small part of the show here in Australia.
Okay, what do you mean? You mean you guys would film some Pironage by, in Australia? What do you mean? I don't know.
Yeah, that's sort of what I mean. We get our gamers and filmmakers from Australia together and we get, we sort of film part of the show, I guess, here.
Yeah, it's funny, it's one of the, we get a lot of emails with challenges for the crew. We get a lot of emails saying oh yeah, I like the show, but we also get a lot of emails hey, I'm going to do a spin-off, CSI Miami, that? It's going to be Pironage United States, Pironage, you know, like Chile.
Pironage Afghanistan.
Pironage, exactly, right? And it's like all these people are like, yeah, I'm going to do the spinoff. Like, just want to get your okay. Maybe look us from the main page. And it's like, guys, like, there's only one fucking Pironage and there's only one Jeremy, right? You know, it's like, I don't know. You can make all the shows you want, you know, but people are, they keep asking us to make spinoffs and stuff like that and hoping it'll be like part of the series. But, you know, the series is really about the lives of the people that we have. It's about FPS Doug. It's about Jeremy. It's about Anastasia, Dave. You know, it's just these people and that's their story, right? So it's not really like something that we can do a spinoff of or, you know, anything like that.
I thought it would be more interesting to expand the boys.
I've got a question from the general.
But, you know, it's true. Like, I really like seeing, you know, Pironage related stuff that other people have made. Like, I like seeing other videos that are gaming related. I like seeing, you know, maybe even Pironage parodies, you know. But, you know, if someone else is making a gaming show that has to do with internet and gaming culture, and, you know, that's great. I'll watch it, you know. I'm interested in that kind of stuff. But, you know, you don't have to make it exactly like a show. You don't have to have, you know, a cameraman busting into a room, waking some guy up, right? You know, it doesn't have to be exactly like Pironage.
Yeah.
You just make a game show. It's about gaming, about, you know, what you're about, and be true to yourself, you know. It's like, you know, you don't have to make it a Pironage copy. You can make another gaming show, and I'll watch that. It'll be great. I think a lot of people will enjoy it. So, you know, if you want to make another show, video games and internet stuff, go right ahead and send me a link.
I actually have that idea, and I'm probably going to start filming it soon in Melbourne.
I have a question for Jeremy.
Die! Melbourne sucks!
I have
a question for Jeremy.
Okay.
I was just wondering, when you cut off your hair, Charlotte, did you wash your hair or is it greasy?
Yeah, Kyle made me wash it before, so it was washed like 2 hours before or something. I don't know. I told him people would want it greasy, but he was, I don't know, he had some weird issues with importing it to other countries or something. I don't know.
Hey, I got a question. Out of all the music that's played over the Pure Pwnage episode, which one is your favorite?
Which one's your favorite? What?
Your favorite song on the show.
Well, I'm a little bit biased, but I don't think I don't think anything's ever topped the Noob song. But you know, I think, I don't know, there's a lot of good songs. I guess the last episode, I think the I'm a Gamer Girl song is pretty cool. But unfortunately, you know, only me and Kyle have that on our playlist. You guys will have to wait a bit, but that song's pretty tight. But I think, the original Noob song is still my favorite.
I like that Build Me a Computer one. I like the guys doing the robot. Anyway, I'll let someone else have a go.
What's that? You're a big fan of Building a Computer for the Owner. You're a big fan of that song, aren't you? Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I have a question.
Yeah. No, you know, we're going to be making some new songs, I think, very soon. And, you know, it's really, you know, it's been a while since we've had, you know, Jeremy sing a song. So hopefully soon we'll have another song sung by Jeremy. And
that's right.
And yeah, Jeremy's excited about that. Oh, you want to sing a song?
Dougman.
Well, I'll talk to Doug about that. You know, I don't know. We'll see. You know,
it's got to be death metal.
Oh yeah, no, it'll be a good song. Hopefully, we'll put something together with
him on them. Send some like say would we?
Lamb of God for the win.
No.
A question for Doug. Me and PG from RC were just like wondering what his PC specs are.
Doug's PC specs?
Yeah.
Yeah, my answer is pretty much the same as Jeremy's, but you know, these days, you know, PC specs, what it doesn't really matter. Like, there's no good games out there to be playing on anyway at the moment.
Jeremy.
Alright, cheers, dude.
I got a question for Jeremy.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering if you think President Bush is like a total noob.
Haha, well, you see. No. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm trying to take the microphone. Hold on. No, I just want to say that yes, President Bush is a noob, and that's all I'm going to say because I haven't had enough drinks yet to get me to say what I said last time, which I wish I didn't say, but I'm just saying that, okay. Kyle's really to say something like if I had the opportunity, I would probably be.
Okay, moving along, we got to have some other
I have a question.
Doug.
I've got a question. Whoever just said that, you can go first.
Doug question?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rod's been looking for a while.
Yeah, okay. I've been playing CS for a really long time, like 6-7 years, something like that. And, not a braggart thing, but I'm pretty good, and I get banned from lots of servers, and the admins keep screwing up my game. I have to keep reinstalling. What do you suggest I should do to, like, not get my game screwed up anymore by, like, these newbie admins?
Aha. Probably CS. I know which game you're talking about, but it's kind of funny you bring that up. Exactly. It's something that me and Doug have been living with for 10 years, It's the ultimate compliment. Every time I get called
brutal.
A hacker, trust me, we know. we get called hackers a lot, and I've been kicked from so many servers. I'm banned from servers, and I've never in my whole life touched a hack. Like, why would I, right? And it's kind of funny, but I take it as a compliment. We usually find another server, and worst comes to worst, we'll find another game. But at first it used to get me really mad because I was having a good time. But now, I just don't think there's anything more flattering someone could say to you than hacker.
Yeah, but, like, these admins, like, in 1.6, they have so much power that they screw up my game. Like, I've installed, like 3 times in, like, the past 2 weeks. Because, like, these admins keep, like, screwing up my FPS and everything I have in my game. It's crazy.
I got a question.
That sounds kind of fishy. I don't know. Kind of creepy. But anyways, we'll move on to the next question.
Okay.
A question from the IRC channel to crew. Just wondering if you did play the Pokemon games when they came out. That's a question for Ravy in IRC.
Hey, hacker dropped me haggis.
It's not bad, but that German.
Lord.
Just noticed there was
a fellow Scot.
I'm
happy about that,
and
I had taken
away
mad
delight.
Anyway, I'll be quiet now.
Oh, it's a Ouija. Oh, God.
Wondering.
Oh,
my God, man.
Wondering. I'm gonna try my Scottish to English translator here, but I think you're asking about Pokemon, but
yeah.
To be honest,
the Pokemon game when they first came out.
Yeah,
came out.
It's kind of funny. Pokemon's the kind of game that I keep telling myself I gotta play because it's embarrassing to say that I've never played such a game that's so popular. But I haven't played it. The closest I've come to Pokemon is using Pikachu in Smash Brothers.
The Pokemon game is so brilliant.
Jeremy, this guy here is Seeker, and he just wants to tell you and Kyle that he made a wristband that says I own noobs, and under that it says dedicated to Pinge, and he'd like to take a picture of it and send it to the Noob School Bus.
Cool. Well, we'll definitely put that up on the fan pics.
I have a question. Ask Ron, it's me first.
Oh, fine then.
You can go first, that's right.
Good. Right, this is a question from this Welsh bloke I know, who goes by the name of Craglow, who coded the Purona clan website. He'd like to ask what's your opinion on Dell buying out Alienware computers?
I'm not the most business mind person, I guess. I don't pay too much attention. I don't know, because Matt Rahul, the dude, can whoever that is, kick him.
Yeah, there you go. Who was that?
I've got a question.
Okay, sorry. We don't spend too much time thinking about that kind of stuff, but we became friends with Rahul, the guy that runs Voodoo, after the Episode 8 stuff, and it's kind of funny because he's the one that originally posted that rumor on the internet about the buyout, and then it eventually it was true. And I don't think about Dell, you know, a super big company, and Alienware was, in my opinion, a big company as it is, and to be honest, those computers aren't really for me anyways, because I don't have the money to drop on a fancy-looking case, and I think most of us are probably in the same boat, you know. I build my computers pieces, and I build them cheap, and I build them as powerful as I can with the money I got, and those kind of computers are for people that can spend $5,000 on a piece of hair, you know?
I've got a couple of questions. First, I'm getting spammed, so Dead Chicken's asking for voice, and second is that, what you call it, in episode 5 you show Death Master or 66, I can't remember his name, in episode 5, but he only shows up in episode 8. Why is that?
Death Striker 666?
Yeah.
It was 6, I guess. He was in the beginning. It was just because I'd had a dream that I kind of tried to explain to Kyle, and he tried to kind of recreate it. But I'd had this kind of weird dream about this land that we were going to anyways, and I kind of had the weird scenario where this cheesy guy was, you know, gonna beat me and stuff like this. And I started telling Kyle about my fear about all this weird stuff's gonna happen, and Kyle thought, he told me it was very Twin Peaks. You know what that is? I never watched it, but you know, Kyle just kind of went with my description of my dream, and then that's the opening, and then
And the other thing is about hackers. I know that I know hackers cheat, and I'm very anti-cheat, and I don't think it shows your true skill. So people that are hacker rarely like ultra noobs. And also, I'm getting spammed by someone asking me for voice, for someone to give them voice.
Yeah. I have a question.
Do people not know that you need to be contacting Dangwo, Chase, or Frugnir, Lebo, or Rod for voice? I mean, there's 5 admins.
No, you don't. Hey, you don't.
Hold on. You request voice yourself. So, request voice.
Yeah, as you say, you request voice, you don't mess them. Also, Memory has been here waiting for voice for a really long time. He just hadn't had an opportunity, you know, so go ahead.
Number one, I want to say thank you guys for the shirt and bandana. I really like that. Actually, 2 questions. One for the cast, which I'd like to ask. How do you guys feel about the Quake franchise, like from Quake 1 to Quake 4?
Well, you know, I used to play, this is Kyle, by the way, and, you know, back in the day, I played Quake 1 and Quake 2, and, you know, I had the unfortunate position where I had a network computer that were connected, you know, to the internet, and I played a lot of old games, you know, like, you know, Command & Conquer. I used to play the original Command & Conquer series over Kali, which was a program that would bind, IPX, SPX, local network to TCP/IP. So it was really like, before online gaming existed, I played all these games, and it was great. You know, like I played a lot of original Command & Conquer over Kali, and I played a lot of, you know, Quake 1, Quake 2 on the internet. Before these games were playable on the internet, officially, it was a hack that allowed you to play on the internet. And really, they were great games, you know, like FPS, like Quake 2 was a great game, you know. I played a lot of great maps there and installed the Capture the Flag mods and whatever else. But
you know, since really Quake has become, you know, a Fragfest game, and you know, I, you know, compared to CS, you know, the CS franchise, it's just really, it's just night and day, like, you know, with team strategies and everything like that, you know, it really, like, you know, I don't even care what